Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, Galatians chapter 3, we were taught that as the physical man lives by breathing air, the inner man lives by faith in Christ. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Both inward and outward, we should adorn ethics, holiness, purity, separateness from the world, which is what verse 12 is expanding on, when speaking of our salvation, that it denies worldly lust, when it denies these terrible things of ungodliness and worldly lust, and then it teaches us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So it just fits right there in that context and illustrates our passage for us here in Galatians chapter 3. So I thought it would be good for you to see that. Now, that's why we read the following in 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, verse 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. See, grace is not a license to sin. And if what you have is real in Jesus Christ, then there's going to be a desire to purify yourself. And not that you can't do sin, it's just you can't be comfortable and have peace in sin. And that takes us now under Abraham's people, which is verses 15 through 29, in which we've seen Abraham's people confirmed in verses 15 through 19, and the coming of faith to Abraham's people in verses 20 through 25. Now we want to look at the rest of the chapter, verses 26 through 29. And see that Abraham's people are the children of God. Now look at verse 26 there. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Now that's the only way you're a child of God, is by faith. And again, that confirms John 1:12. Ye are his children by faith. Now, in Christ Jesus is the key. We live spiritually in the faith by which we're saved. Even as physical bodies live by breathing, the new man, the inner man, we receive at salvation, lives by faith. Jesus Christ is the very air that we breathe in our inner man. So again, as children, we're reminded of John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Don't miss that one of the great joys of being in Christ is that we are not now accounted servants only, rather children of God, having access and right to all the privileges of children, as opposed to servants only. You see, the Bible teaches that angels are ministering spirits. Now, we mentioned the pedagogue a little while ago. And the pedagogue would be over these boys until they reached a certain age. The pedagogue would know more than those boys, could do more than those boys. But those boys, because they were sons, had a greater position. And when the pedagogue's work was over with those boys, he was out. In other words, he just didn't stay at home now and stay at the house and just have a place there right there with the father. But the boys did. And one day, we're going to be like him. We're going to be like Jesus Christ, in Christ, like him. We'll be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Angels won't have that. Angels, good angels, will be in heaven. But they won't have what we have. And what a blessing that our Lord would love us that much, and yet don't feel sorry for the angels. They've enjoyed a great place for all these ends of time. And what a great thing to be in the presence of God as they have been all this time. Now, the Bible teaches that angels are ministering spirits. Now, we minister for the Lord, much as the elder son and the brother of the prodigal was out in the field laboring. But his labor was bestowed upon his own inheritance. A son could actually work harder than a servant, but the servant has only the quarters and what was given him of the master. Even if the ear has been driven through by the awl, he is ever a servant. Even if he has a good master who treats him very well. You see, the child inherits. Angels are servants. Oh, but the saved are children of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, the shame of the prodigal, barely higher than a servant. How many will be in heaven, saved, so as by fire, and a result of their lack of faith about eternity, their inheritance will be such that they are saved so as by fire. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, we read this. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Now, when we look at that, we think of Moses. Christ had not yet come and would not come for 1,500 more years. But faith by Moses in the promise helped him to stay faithful and not be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and live in a life of luxury. Now, my friend, somebody had to pass that on to Moses, didn't they? Even in the Old Testament, there were witnesses that gave out the gospel. And Moses had faith in that coming Savior. This blessed position of children, then, takes us to verses 27 and 28. He says in verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Now, let me stop right there and just say this with verse 27. It is important to understand that verse 27 says we are baptized into Christ. That's not talking about infant baptism, and it's not even talking about the water baptism in which you're immersed after your salvation. By the way, baptize, the word means to immerse, and that's what it is, and that's how it's to be done. After salvation, it's a command, and it shows what Christ did for you. He was buried, and he rose from the dead. It shows you're identified to walk in this newness of life. But this is speaking of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as seen in 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, or whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. See, all believers are immersed into the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit the very moment we receive Christ as Savior. Or you might say that we're born again. It is a one-time event. You see, our salvation is guaranteed. We'll see when we get to chapter 4 and verse 1. He says, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all." And he goes on talking about him being under tutors and so forth, but his day comes, you see, and our day comes in eternity. But still, at the very moment that he's going through all that before he inherits, he's still a child of the Father. When I became a child of God, it was forever. And that's for anyone who comes to Jesus Christ. Now, he chastens his own, he spanks his own. Sometimes we find out in 1 Corinthians some of his own he had to take home early. But they're still his own. Now, as we move right along, it is interesting that baptized into Christ is what the scholars call an aorist passive, meaning he does the work, not you. But in that it's aorist, it means that it's a one-time action and that it was completed. So there is no more need to be rebaptized in the Spirit. Now, you need to be filled again. Sometimes you can quench the Holy Spirit in you. You can grieve the Holy Spirit in you, but you cannot get rid of the Holy Spirit. But you don't have to be rebaptized, but you may need to be refilled. In Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and verse 16, we read this. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And so we see there that we are the children of God. Now, if a person says, "Well, I've been saved, but I don't have the Spirit of God," well, he's not saved. Because if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. And the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. So, again, you've got to understand that we are baptized by the Holy Spirit and we receive the Holy Spirit to ever dwell in us the moment we were saved. Now, putting on Christ is an aorist middle. Christ does the work based on the choice we made to receive him once for all by choice. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.